Well, good morning. It's Jeff Wine, host of The Car Show here on Sun Sounds Radio. Folks, once again, we've got an action-packed show for you today. Going to catch you up on the latest and greatest of the world of the automobile. Well, you might say, geez, Jeff, your voice sounds unusually low today. Well, folks, I'm coming off being ill last week, and last week's show was a show from last year, so I apologize, but I had zero voice and could not do a new show last week. So lots to catch up on in the world of collector cars. It is car week. It is, everything is going down. Actually started this weekend and can continue for the next 10 days. So we'll talk about all the great events that are coming up, of course, including the greatest collector car show and auction, the Barrett Jackson event. We'll talk about that. Also got some weird and unusual automotive news to talk about. We'll also catch you up on the new playoff scenario for NASCAR. We'll talk about that. And then, of course, we'll talk about gas prices. And, of course, it wouldn't be the car show without a little car talk. You know what to do. Fasten those seatbelts nice and tight. It's going to be a fast and deep ride on the car show. Well, let's talk about Arizona Car Week, which actually began earlier this week on the 17th with the Arizona Concours. And starting, today, which is the 18th, there is a event at the Martin Auto Museum, Cars and Coffee, and that is actually free. You have the Arizona Concours d'Elegance. That's at Scottsdale Civic Park. That is a paid event. Then starting on Monday, gosh, we've got so many different things. I'm just going to hit some highlights for this. You've got the Two Wheel Tuesday, which is on the 20th, and that's going to be at the 1110 Moto Garage, and that is a free event. You've got the Scottsdale Grand Tour. That's something that you need to sign up for, so probably not everybody's going to be involved with that. We have some other auctions. We have the RM Sotheby auction, which is going to take place at the Arizona Biltmore. That's on the 22nd and 23rd. That is a ticketed event as well. And then you have the Bonhams Scottsdale auction, and that is going to be at the Carolyn Weston Spa, and that's the 22nd and the 23rd. Well, let's take a look here. You've got Supercar Saturday at the McLaren of Scottsdale. You've got Lux Cars and Coffee at Paradise Village Gateway Park. And the final day of the event is going to be on the 25th, which will be out at Barrett Jackson. And Barrett Jackson is underway now. They started this week with a concert, and I'll have more details of that. If you want some more information about all these different events, you can certainly go to arizonacarweek.org, and you can find more information. Click on the website and find out all these cool events. But there's so much cool car stuff to get out there and enjoy, so get out and have some fun. So when we talk about the granddaddy, that is Barrett Jackson, and that was established in 1971 in Scottsdale, Arizona. Barrett Jackson is the world's greatest collector car auction and is the leader in collector car auctions and automotive lifestyle events. Barrett Jackson specializes in providing products and services to the astute classic car and collector car owners, automotive enthusiasts around the world. Barrett Jackson produces the world's greatest collector car auctions where hundreds and thousands of sought-after, unique, and valuable vehicles cross the block almost every day. Unprecedented expert staff, including Craig Jackson and Steve Davis, combined nearly a century of automotive experience. Barrett Jackson also offers the most diverse inventory and is admired and accompanied as a trustworthy and transparent customer service. If you want some more information for Barrett Jackson, you can go to Barrett-Jackson.com. And let's talk a little bit more about some of the cool cars and things that are happening at Barrett Jackson. All right, well, if you want to head out to Barrett Jackson, it's going to be the Bidder Preview Day, and that is going on until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And then on Monday the 19th, the event opens at 8 a.m., and they have the Automobilia Auction, and that's some of the classic car signs, gas pumps, and all things automobiles, not actually cars themselves. And then starting at 2 o'clock, the collector car auction starts on Monday. Now, just so you know, if you're interested, on Tuesday the 20th, that's going to be featured with Barrett Jackson. And that will actually start with on FYI channel, and that's going to be from 3 o'clock until 8 o'clock, so you can check that out as well. On Wednesday, That is going to be also on FYI channel, and you can, of course, go out to Westworld itself and see that event and the garage. They have the live music, all sorts of cool stuff, live DJs, collector car symposiums, and all this goes on every single day through Sunday of next week. So for a one full week through the 25th, you can head out to Barrett Jackson. And if you want some more information about Barrett Jackson, go to Barrett-Jackson.com for more information. Well, there's always some unique and unusual cars out at Barrett Jackson. And many times you have celebrities and stars. And the actor and comedian David Spade has a pickup truck that he's going to be selling, a 1978 Ford F-250 Ranger XLT Custom. And that's a actual crew cab truck. It is powered by a 400 cubic inch V8 engine with a rebuilt 3-speed automatic transmission. Features a high performance cam, aluminum heads, intake, Holley carburetor, and dual range transfer case. The 78 Ford F-250 custom pickup truck, owned by David Spade, and he was a comedian and movie actor, is a very unique car. It is a truck, I should say. Disc brakes, power steering. It's got a 4-inch lift on it and also has the Raceline Rock Crusher wheels. Truck has been refinished in silver metallic paint, 2-tone paint job with the Ranger XLT trim, black cloth interior, along with an old Air Products air conditioning system. So that's going to be one of the cool vehicles that's known by a well-known celebrity. David Spade's pickup truck is going to be going off at Barrett Jackson next week. Well, another vehicle we're going to be watching, and it's the comedian and actor Kevin Hart has a one-of-one Bronco with classic styles and modern look. Well, most people know him as an actor and a comedian, but my friends know me as a car guy, Kevin Hart once said. And look at my collection. It proves it, from high-end resto rods like a 59 Corvette custom convertible with a purpose-built muscle cars. He also has a reputation of a collector of vehicles that blends classic style and modern performance. The result is the actor and comedian has a one-of-one 2024 Ford Bronco. It's going to be offered at the Scottsdale auction with no reserve. Designed by Hart and within collaboration of Vintage Modern, the Bronco captures the rugged, boxy charm of the original Generation 1 Bronco. The vehicle looks and rolls like it just came out of the 60s, but under the hood, it takes center stage. Power comes from the ultra-performance 2.7 EcoBoost 6, matched with a 10-speed automatic transmission, delivering smooth and responsive power. The Bronco is finished in deep black with a matte trim around the vehicle itself. Inside, classic meets modern. The cabin is trimmed with hand-stitched Black Rock leather and unmistakable vintage and modern touches. This custom Bronco says that you don't have to choose between old school and modern performance. So that's Kevin Hart's Bronco, and that's going to be going out at Barrett Jackson next week as well. So Kevin Hart and David Spade both selling vehicles, and they both happen to be Fords. So from the pages of Slash Gear, the headline says, are Costco Michelin tires the same high quality ones that come from other dealers? Well, shopping at Costco means saving money on items that typically cost more at other retail stores. This can undoubtedly cause customers to question the quality of the item on everything from food to automobile equipment. But when it comes to automotive brands like Michelin, Costco sells the same exact tires that are found in retailers across the country. Although the Michelin selection at Costco can vary from store to store, it is still the same quality. For example, Costco sells the Michelin Cross Climate 2, so does Pep Boys, Sam's Club, and other tire dealers. In fact, it has won awards for being one of Michelin's best performing tires, and some drivers are choosing the Cross Climate 2 as their favorite tire. The Defender XL is also sold at Costco, available at Walmart, Tire Rack, and VIP Tires, various online stores. Other Michelin models are also sold at other retailers, proving that there is no exclusivity for Costco. Now, one of the reasons Costco can sell Michelin tires as cheap as it does, and possibly raises eyebrows in the process, is thanks to the company's business approach. That approach actually has more to do with its pricing strategy than the tire quality. According to Costco's 2025 annual report, the The company takes around 60 to 70% of its operating profits from membership fees. As a result, the company can afford to make less money on overall on every product it sells, including the Michelin tires. And this might seem the only way Costco can make a profit on Michelins to sell a instead of selling a low quality version, which just isn't the case. So while you'll get the same Michelin tires at Costco than you would at any other retailer, you might not get the same service package. For example, when you purchase Michelin tires at Costco, which made Dealer Slash's list of one of the six best tire retailers, you can buy professional installation included in the price. Other dealers will charge you for installation fee per tire, and they would also charge you a separate line item on your bill. Meanwhile, Costco offers tire rotation, balancing and inflation checks, and flat repairs for the life of the tire. Just so you know, so does Discount Tire, but I do believe they charge you for the installation. Costco actually offers every brand of tires, offers this on every brand that the company sells, not just Michelin tires. Also, the company has added a five-year road hazard protection package. It's one of the perks of buying tires from Costco. That doesn't mean you have to pay extra for that. This package goes above and beyond the manufacturer's warranty and gives customers a prorated credit in case their Michelin tire sustains cuts or structural damages beyond normal repair, which isn't repairable. This coverage is good for up to 5 years from the date of purchase or until the tire reaches its minimum tread depth. So that's pretty cool. I haven't really looked into Costco and their tires. So it certainly seems like a great opportunity, but the bottom line is, it's the same Michelin tires you can get any other place. They're just a little cheaper at Costco. Let's talk a little NASCAR news. The chase is back as NASCAR reverts to its previous championship format. Well, NASCAR is returning to the championship format it used for this series. It's used when it first adopted a postseason model over two decades ago, with the 2026 championship to be decided by the final 10 race chase. In fact, the same name is going to be back for next season. The Chase, or NASCAR Cup Series Chase, will be the 10 final races of the NASCAR season, with the top 16 drivers in point standings competing for the championship. However, there will be no win and you're in eligibility anymore. Eligible drivers will be the 16 drivers from the overall championship standings at the end of the regular season. As NASCAR transitions to the revised championship model, the focus is rewarding the driver and the team for performances each week and every race. That's according to NASCAR President Steve O'Donnell. At the same time, we want to honor NASCAR's storied history and the traditions that have made our sport so special. Our fans are at the heart of everything we do, and this format is designed to honor their passion for every single race weekend. Now, the field will be reseeded when the chase starts. The reseeding will be from 2,100 points through 2,000 points. The driver who is in the lead of the point standing at the regular end of the season will be awarded a 25-point cushion over the competition. There will be no eliminations during the final 10 weeks. There will be no reseeding of points during the final 10 weeks. NASCAR believes the format will be highlighted by 3 points based on the feedback from the championship process, a larger sample size for the championship, a greater emphasis on each race, and the balance between consistency and winning. The playoff format committee has created ahead of the 2025 season to discuss the championship format with various industry stakeholders weighing in on the changes, but NASCAR ultimately made the final decision. Now, this championship format will be the same across all three national series. However, it will be over 9 races in the NASCAR O'Reilly Part Series, which used to be called the Xfinity Series, and 7 races in the Craftsman Truck Series. In the O'Reilly Auto Parts, there'll be 12 drivers for the championship, and the Truck Series, that will be 10. NASCAR first adapted this postseason format in 2004 and used it through 2015. The elimination model was introduced in 2014. Yeah, the whole idea of win and you're in is now gone. Where before, if you won the first race of the year, let's say you won the Daytona 500, you were guaranteed to be in the playoffs, and those playoffs didn't start until September. So you really didn't have to win any more races to get to the playoffs. And people kind of gamed that system. So I'm excited for this. This awards the consistency, but also puts a playoff format in the chase, and we're going back to the chase, which we first adopted in 2004. Also, the change for next year, the Phoenix race is no longer the championship race. It's going to be the third to last race, and the championship is now moving to Miami Homestead Speedway in Florida. Well, from the pages of Autoblog, neglected Fox Body Mustang with a V8 helps an elderly couple get their home back in shape. Well, a 1983 Ford Mustang GT convertible was detailed and sold with the proceeds used to go for a much-needed home repairs for an elderly couple. Well, the Fox Body Mustang is often regarded as one of the more polarizing generations in Mustang history, fans either embracing it or dismissing it. However, most enthusiasts can agree that a well-documented barn find is always compelling, and this particular 1983 Mustang GT convertible, which was featured by WD Detailing, stood out for even more because this vehicle helped get this family back in shape. Now, the owner and his wife are staying in a rehabilitation facility right now, but hope to return to their home soon. That plan, however, has been complicated by an HVAC system of their house that has not worked for more than 10 years. Elderly couple decided to sell its boxy designed Mustang, which has been stored in their garage for more than two decades. Now, given the car that was a genuine barn find, its condition was understandably poor. Tires were deflated, and the folks at WD Detailing went through and refinished the car at no cost to the owners. This particular Mustang is the third generation iteration known as the Fox Body because it rides on the Fox platform, which was also used by the Ford Thunderbird and the Lincoln Continental of that era. Now, according to the owner, the car originally had a six-cylinder engine before it was upgraded to a 5-liter small block V8. That engine was rated at 175 horsepower and 245 pounds of foot torque. While those figures might be modest in today's situation, they were more than competitive at the time. So it's exciting to see that this vehicle was refinished, and the WD Detailing folks that helped fix this car back up for this family also matched the sale price of the vehicle, doubling the amount, and hopefully that will be enough to get the HVA system installed in these folks' house. And what's interesting also too, there was actually a Model T in that garage, and that car was also sold for use to help this family get back on their feet. Well, racing also kicks off next weekend. Well, it's actually kicked off this week. We have the races, the Chili Bowl Nationals, which is the big indoor midget sprint car race that is in Tulsa. That's happening this weekend. And then next weekend, we have the big sports car race down in Daytona, the 24-hour race, or the 24 Rolex, or the Rolex 24, I should say. That's going to be on TV. It's going to be on NBC, as well as its streaming service called Peacock. And that's going to start next Saturday on the 24th, and that will start at 11:30 local time, and it will be covered on. So the first part of the race will be on NBC Channel 12, with Peacock carrying the majority of it, and then the last two hours, which would be from 10 a.m. until noon here in Arizona, is going to be back on NBC, and that's a big sports car race that's going to happen next weekend. So the Rolex 24 sports car race, 1 week from today. Well, from their website, The Street, the headline reads, "New car buyers are resorting to a risky trend. New car affordability are forcing some new car buyers to make some ill-fated decisions." Car buyers spent $620 billion in 2025. That's 6 years over a year increase. Affordability has led to riskier credits, record high monthly payments as well, and the average American spends more than expert recommended proportion of their income on cars. Yeah, and I've definitely see that. I've seen that out there. Well, despite much speculation regarding major increases in new car prices due to tariffs, actual increases were correctly predicted by J.D. Power have been somewhat muted. The average retail price of a car in December for all vehicles has reached $47,000, which is a 1.5% increase over the same time last year. Now, that doesn't mean that's well for suits well for all drivers heading into the new year. Industry is not without its challenges. Affordable pressures are significant, with monthly finance payments reaching a new record for an average of $776. While affordability is an issue, Americans are turning to risky credit agreements to make these new car purchases. Car manufacturers have relied on incentives to help drive the consumer to affordability, and Ford rode those incentives to become the top-selling brand in the USA during the first half of the year. The challenge right now is people are getting longer and longer loans as well, which makes it much more difficult, and it's saying right now that many people are resorting to extended financing up to an 84-month term, which accounted for more than 10% of car buyers. And car buyers are spending too much of their monthly percentage on cars. Most financial experts say you should spend no more than 15% of your monthly income on a car. So hoping to cap off your car payments for 15%, well, what about you look at your take-home pay, not your before taxes, after taxes, and you should be aiming at a 20% down payment and a 36 to 48 month loan term expenses, including insurance, and that should totally be less than 15% of your income. The reality is that about 10% of the drivers say that they're spending 30% of their monthly income on driving, and that is just way, way too much. So right now, cars are getting more expensive, and people are spending way too much money for a car every month. Well, the weird and unusual automotive news happens to be from Phoenix, Arizona. And I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but Waymo versus Train, a great quote-unquote track record. Well, another week, another fail on the Waymo self-driving taxi service went off the script, cruising straight down Phoenix Light Rail tracks and forcing the freaked out passenger when the car stopped to jump out in pure panic and run. This was also caught on video, which is really interesting. The car is going straight down the light rail track, and when the passenger sees this, the car slows down for some reason and stops. He jumps out of the car and runs away. Well, it didn't stop there. The Waymo kept going down the tracks alongside an oncoming train. Looks like it was lost in its little robotic world. Police said they got a call about the situation, but by the time the officer showed up, the Waymo had taken off. Of course, the folks at Waymo had no comment, and this is just the growing pains, according to the folks over at Arizona State University. Just doesn't have the same human instincts to navigate around a brand new situation, and these hiccups are part of the growing pains for the technology to figure itself out. Well, I'm sure glad I wasn't in that car. Well, let's talk some gas prices with our friends over at AAA. Right now, the average gas price in the United States is $2.83 here in Arizona. State average, we are finally under $3 a gallon at $2.95. Over New Mexico, average rate $2.57. Colorado $2.50. Utah $2.59. Nevada still at $3.35. California is $4.20. Now, if you're over in Texas, $2.41. Oklahoma, $2.33 a gallon. All right, let's check out what's going on with our gas prices around the great state of Arizona. Well, once again, our friends down in Tucson, well, they get the cheapest gas in the state. Right now, there's an ARCO station on Speedway Boulevard that's selling gas for $2.23 a gallon. The Costco on Tucson Marketplace, $2.27. The ARCO on Irvington at $2.27. Just cheap gas all over Tucson. Marana, the Costco there, is at $2.33. And so, yep, all the top 10 gas stations, cheapest ones in the state, are all in Tucson and Marana, which happens to be a suburb of Tucson. All right, let's check out the cheap prices here in Metro Phoenix. Once again, Apache Junction has the cheapest gas, $2.49 at the Marathon Station on Apache Trail. The Quick Trip on Val Vista in Gilbert is at $2.52. Well, the Sam's Club in Tempe on Rio Salado Parkway is at $2.60, and the ARCO station is at $2.65, and that's located on 16th Street in Phoenix. So there's definitely lots of gas out there under probably easily $3, but certainly even closer to maybe $2.80 a gallon. And I haven't seen gas this cheap in a long, long time. Well, I just Googled where's the cheapest gas in the country right now. $1.49 in Colorado is a station selling it for that. In Texas, $1.77, Oklahoma, $1.84. And there are at least 15 states that are selling gas for under $2 a gallon. Well, we've reached that time of the show, folks. It's time for a little car talk. Dear Car Talk, I have a hose with a right angle bend that's coming from behind the battery on our 1998 Mercury Mystique. If it's not connected and you have to press down very hard on the brakes to get the car to stop, but I can't find where it goes. Any idea what this should be connected to? And that's from Ernest. Well, that hose is for your vacuum power brake booster, Ernest. When it's disconnected, not only lose your power brakes, it also should provide a massive vacuum leak for the car. Now, this is confusing because a vacuum leak of that magnitude should make the car run terribly. If it ran at all, you open the hood with that hose disconnected, the engine should shake like a wet dog, and you'll hear a loud sucking sound coming from the end of that hose. If you don't, well, there's a piece of information that is missing here. Now, one possibility is someone disconnected that hose on purpose and plugged it to fix a resulting vacuum leak. That would then disable the power brakes but allow the engine to run otherwise normally. Why would someone do that? Well, let's say someone is selling a car to, a guy named Ernest. Yeah, Ernest. And let's say the power brake booster failed. And that would create a vacuum leak that would make the car undrivable. And let's say that same person who's selling that car didn't want to spend $400 to replace the bad brake power brake booster. Well, they could unplug the hose and cap it with a resulting result a hole on the manifold. Well, that would allow the engine to run and would allow him to sell the car. Yeah, runs great. Brakes are just a little hard. So what you can do is the one end of the hose that attaches to the brake intake manifold, the other attaches to the power brake booster, which is right behind the master cylinder. And the master cylinder is that thing that has the brake fluid reservoir. Now, if you remove the cap or plug it into where it should have been and reconnect that hose to the booster and to the manifold, the power brakes should return. Now, if nothing changes or the car runs terribly, that means someone has plugged up the hose to cover up the bad booster. And you know what that means? Yep, that's right. You need a new power brake booster. The good news is when you get that new power brake booster installed, I'm sure they'll plug that hose into the right place for you. And good luck with that. Yeah, there's some shady people out there once in a while selling cars, and you just don't know. That's why I always recommend if you're buying a used car from an individual, take it to a reputable garage or mechanic and have them do a pre-purchase inspection. They will be able to find some of these little weird things and notice that, gosh, these brakes are really super rock hard. They break, but they shouldn't be this hard because this car has power brakes and they don't seem to be working properly. So that's always a good idea to make sure you have someone look at a car before you're going to buy it. And that doesn't mean your Uncle Phil or your neighbor Joe. They're not maybe always the best person. Take it to a reputable garage or mechanic. Well, that's all the time we have for the car show today, folks. My name is Jeff Wine. We'll meet you back again on the radio next Sunday, and you're listening to Sun Sounds Radio of Arizona.